What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Chris in Ohio. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Doing okay.
Just going to keep it short and sweet here. One thing real quick. I hear people say Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
It's a French name, and it's pronounced Ghislaine.
Okay.
So, just FYI. Yeah, I mean, if I was going to ramble in my thoughts beyond 20 seconds, I'm the global warming climate change scam thing. I've been annoyed by this for more than 20 years. You know, I never bought into it. I saw how it's infiltrated all, like, different facets of society through, you know, periodical magazines for children and all kinds of everything in between, to the PBS nature shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's frustrating that they continue on with the lie. I kind of wanted, you know, I think like a lot of other people felt the same way about 10 years-ish ago, that the, you know, that Anglian scam of the manipulating the data was going to end it, you know?
Well, I mean, the University of East Anglia, you know, the Hadley Climate Research Unit, they weren't the only ones that were caught fudging the data. NASA's been caught fudging the data. NOAA's been caught fudging the data. And, you know, we are talking about a provable large-scale conspiracy to defraud the people of planet Earth in order to extract money and obedience out of them. You know, we keep getting these colder and colder winters, and yet the media's out there saying, oh, it's warm, it's frying, it's boiling out there. And, you know, it's the idea of who are you going to listen to, the TV news reporter or your own eyes? And a lot of them have been financially enriched going along with this thing. I mean, there was a lot of funding out there for scientists who would prove humans were warming the Earth. There was no funding out there for scientists who were, like, questioning whether that was really happening or not. Corporate media, of course, they don't want to admit that they were part of this gigantic lie, so they're gonna keep on supporting it. Just like they're still supporting Lee Harvey Oswald as the crazed lone nut assassin of John F. Kennedy. They're never gonna let that one go.
Social engineering at their most subversive level, essentially, is really what it amounts to. Yeah. Wasn't there a guy from Penn State that was involved that got snagged in that East Anglia thing, too? It was a quote-unquote climate scientist. It was, really provably caught up in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name.
And shunned. I don't remember his name, man. It was, yeah. But he was like
an integral player.
Right. He was getting paid by it. And they were using the university as cover, which is so insidious.
Okay, well, you know, we've been watching this for a very, very long time, and once again, if you go up to that little gray menu box at the top of my main page, you'll find my article on ClimateGate, and there's a lot of good information in there about why this was a load of nonsense right from the beginning. And down at the bottom of that page, there's a list of quotes by some of the luminaries of the global warming movement saying, it is all nonsense, but we're going to use it to bring about social change.
Right, right. Yeah, I was, like, real close into that when it happened, when it went down. So, Yeah, I was right there with y'all. I guess with what you call the good guys. You know?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, listen, Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you missed the BBC, Canadian Broadcast Channel. They all are linked together. They all push the same global warming crap. We all know it's phony baloney. But the same group also said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. They passed, Saddam's evil, Assad's evil, Putin's evil. It's the same group of people. It's just they push lies on people, and eventually people will wake up. But I'm just still surprised not enough's woken up. It's just people have been dumbed down, you know, like for a long time, you know, and time to wake up and take the red pill there.
Well, at the risk of mixing our metaphors here, I think more people are awake now than you might realize. I think they stay silent out of a sense of politeness. There was a survey that was done the other day that said like 3/4 of conservative college students don't talk about their views out of fear that their grades will suffer for it, that liberal professors will mark them down. And it might just as well happen. But I've got a friend here the other day who made the observation, the reason the liberals keep winning is because conservatives are taught not to fight back. We're taught to be polite and not scream in the other person's face. And that puts us at a natural disadvantage.
They just don't know the Chicago way, Mike. You know, when they pull a knife, you pull a gun. When they send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. Otherwise, you're dead because these people don't stop because it's a cult, and we said it before, and they're willing to go out all out, like Antifa. You know, the other side, unfortunately, ain't, you know. But, hi, Mike, I'm going to switch topics on Trump. The difference between Bolton and Pompeo is Pompeo is more devious. He knows how to play the game more than Bolton. Bolton's just more open about it, you know. And they went behind Trump's back, both of them, but more Bolton, to like screw up deals that maybe Trump wanted to do. You know, this is my theory, you know, and maybe, you know, I guess, you know, obviously nobody, especially, you know, the president or Donald Trump doesn't want people sabotaging things behind their back. But, Mike, when's the election for Benjamin Netanyahu?
I think it's on the 17th.
Now, it's odd because Bolton is like linked to Netanyahu big time. He's a big Israeli supporter, and we know Pompeo. But at this particular moment in time, isn't it odd how Trump got rid of him? Because it's probably playing in the Israeli media, I would think. You know,
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Yes.
But So Pompeo is more of a quieter type of devious dude, you know. So, but he's got to go too, and so does Elliot Abrams. Isn't he still floating around? And so is Gina Haspel.
Yes.
And Mike Pence got to go too. Mike Pence has to go, you know. But do you know anything about the guy he wants to temporarily put in? I forgot his name. Jimmy something Spoon or something. I forgot his name that they're looking at. I hope it's not Jared Kushner, his daughter's assistant.
We already have too many coffee boys in foreign policy.
Yeah. And then real quick, I'm going to switch over to the economy. Did you see the deal? Did you mention the deal with Iran and China? The $400 billion infrastructure deal they made with their energy, and they're going to update their manufacturing infrastructure. The Chinese are going to send 2,000 security forces there to protect these built infrastructure facilities. And in the And it's $400 billion. You know what the GDP of the Iranian government, I mean, the Iran country was in 2017? $416 billion. That's a lot of money. It's $400 billion, the Chinese.
There is a lot of money.
Yeah, and Mike, you know what's in the fine details of the paperwork? It has where Russia is invited to take part in the whole thing. So there's
yes.
there's your what Peter Schiff says. He said that China only lost the customer. That's us, the U.S. But we
yes.
have lost a banker and a supplier.
Yeah, this trade war was an absolute disaster. And again, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who are still trying to rah-rah Donald Trump and give him a chance. He's doing better than Obama. Well, I don't care whether Trump or Obama is better. They were both disasters for this country. And we need to stop settling for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, because, Mike, at the end of the day, what we have done to the Russians, we basically shot ourselves in the foot.
Yes.
You know, because they all have moved away. We could have made such great economic deals. And
yes.
I go back to those numbers we had with the 3,000 manufacturing jobs added. I mean, that's not good. You know, we could have had so much, but there's a monkey wrench that's been thrown, and it's irreversible now. The Russians, Mike, would you, as a Russian, trust? There's no way I would trust American after this debacle, because it seems they know it doesn't matter who the president is. It's the system
yeah.
itself is so corrupted that there's no way to make amends after that, after what this has been dragging on. You know, the same with the British. I don't trust the British either. But, and France, to a point. You know, but obviously Macron's got his own problems with the yellow vest. Which
amazing how there's a complete total media blackout on that.
But Mike, you notice with the yellow vest? See, you can march all you want. How do you? They've been marching for 46 weeks now, or something like that.
Yes.
What's changed? Nobody's left. It's the same system.
Yep.
You know, you got to roll the guillotines out, people. If you're not willing to do that, sorry, you're going to lose because the same people are still in charge, the same people controlling the system. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to some news here. A lot of people are getting concerned, if you will, about cell phone radiation. I know there's a big debate about 5G, whether it's healthy or not. But apparently there is an organization, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, that are trying to call for a moratorium on cell towers in the national parks. And I think that's not going to fly because people like having their cell phones working. And we've monetized the internet and the cell phones. So I don't think people are going to want to voluntarily give up that source of income, if you will. Now, I would be in favor of the cell towers being placed discreetly and better hidden than we see in a lot of other places. But, you know, when you go into a national park, you are not seeing it as it was in nature. When you go into, for example, Yosemite, and you see how beautiful it is, and the waterfalls, and that's not how it was in nature. When Yosemite was first discovered, the river was jammed up with all kinds of dead trees, and there was a log jam down by the bottom, and that all had to be taken out. These national parks are as carefully cared for as golf courses, and so it is not an affront to nature to put up a cell tower. Okay, we're going to go to the phones here. Eric in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, welcome to Indiana. Back to the mainland. I had a comment on the Federal Reserve notes. I've noticed that I haven't found one printed after 2013, excuse me. Not one since 2013.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. I know the Federal Reserve supposedly had their 100-year charter from 1913. And I wonder if they're already kind of defunct.
So no, they're not, because back in the 1930s, Congress extended the Federal Reserve's charter indefinitely. And I know back in 2013, everybody got excited. The Federal Reserve is going to go away. The Federal Reserve is going to go. No, it didn't. They're more powerful than ever. Now, is it possible that you're simply looking at a series number? Once in a while.
Well, no, I look at the direct date on the bill, and it's not the series number, it's the date. There is nothing after 2013, and I've been watching them for the last year and a half or so.
Now, that's funny. I didn't even think there was a date on the Federal Reserve notes.
Oh, yeah, there are. They're all printed pre-2013. So just kind of look at it and see what you get out of it. I think there is something about that.
I'm seeing series 2013, but that's when this design was adopted. Doesn't mean it was printed back then. Okay. Anyway.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be out of town for the next couple weeks, but when I get back, I plan to come up to Indiana, and I get a lot of warm clothes for Claire if she needs them.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Matt.
So.
Okay.
So we'll be in contact when I get back. I'm going out of state for a few weeks, and then I'll be back, and I'll contact you then with an email.
All right. Well, maybe by the time you get back, we'll be in our new place, because it's taking a lot longer than we expected it would.
Oh, well, I hope it all works out. And again, well, my offer still stood to help you out there, but that's okay too. You know, it's I got a lot of stuff here to help you out with, so I'm willing to do that.
Well, thank you very much. A lot of people around here have been very generous about, hand-me-down clothing, and we're finally going to get our car next week, and it looks like we've got a lock on this new rental property. So we're going to get moved in here before the snows come on in.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks an awful lot, Eric. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, take the next caller. I'll talk to you in the future.
All right, there is no next caller. The lines are now open. And apparently, over at the Trump campaign website, they have added a new item. And it's basically a Trump-branded Sharpie to sort of poke fun at CNN over that whole Sharpie Gate story. And let's see, down at the border with Mexico, there's a video showing miles of newly constructed Mexico border wall. CBP expects to complete 450 miles by the end of 2020. Well, 450 miles, that is a lot, I will grant you. But as long as there is a gap or a hole anywhere, that's where the illegal immigrants are going to go to, and that's where the people smugglers are going to send them across. Now, J.P. Morgan has a new index. They're calling it the Volfefe Index, and apparently it measures Trump's tweets and their impact on bond volatility. And J.P. Morgan has found there's been an increase in what they call market-moving tweets, Trump tweets that trigger an immediate reaction in the bond market. So something else that we can look at. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here, and we will be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in the Middle East, there is a company called Aramco, which is, to date, a privately owned company shared by Arabian investors, Great Britain, I think, and United States. But they're taking the company public. And the Saudis are luring, or courting, if you will, the richest families as anchor investors in Aramco IPO. So we'll see how that's going to work out. Over at the Wall Street Journal, they're saying that China may be saying that growth is fine, but private data is showing a sharper slowdown. I think we're at the point right now where everybody is trying to conceal just how much damage this trade war has really caused. Now, Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard is breaking ranks from Democratic candidates and says there actually should be some restrictions on abortion. And one of the ones that she actually does support is that unless the life of the mother is at risk, there should be no third trimester abortions. And, I mean, this cuts into the issue of when does the fetus start to feel pain? And, of course, to the pro-abortion contingent, the answer is, who cares? And we've had this attitude of, you know, you can abort them right up to the moment of birth. But of course, if you crack an eagle's egg, you're going to go to jail for a very, very, very long time. All right. We already talked about Fukushima having to dump their water. That is going to be very, very nasty. Probably another reason why it was good that Claire and I got out of Hawaii and over here to Indiana. Now, Johnny Depp, who is well-known actor, Pirates of the Caribbean, Transcendence, I really like that one too. Very mercurial, can be very difficult to work with. He actually got lured into doing a Christian Dior ad with Native American overtones, and it was immediately blasted for cultural appropriation and exploitation, to the point where Dior has now pulled the ad and issued an apology, and Johnny Depp is, you know, upset, and I don't think it's just the residuals. I think he's taking it personally. So this whole cultural appropriation thing is going on again here. Okay. Down in Florida, a judge has denied Joshua McAdams, 27, and Taylor Bland Ball, 22, custody of their 4-year-old son, Noah, who has cancer. And the judge made that decision based on substantial risk of imminent neglect. In other words, the parents may have different ideas about the cancer treatment to be used or not used on their son. This is another example of the state usurping the rights of the parents, along, of course, with mandatory vaccines and the rest of it. From the School of Political Correctness, apparently the word guys, G-U-I-S, is now politically incorrect because it reinforces the gender hierarchy. This really is getting silly. Okay. Hasbro has introduced a new feminist version of Monopoly. And what makes it feminist is that the female players start out with more money than the male players to give them an advantage. I'll bet you that one is a miserable business failure. Okay. All righty. Representative Rashida Tlaib's dad says she lied about her residency. We talked about this a little while ago. She lied about her residency. She wasn't actually living in the district that she ran in and represents. And apparently, a civil rights activist associate claims she lied about his sexual abuse. So again, you look at all these people lined up on that platform, screaming at each other about the Green New Deal, and asking yourself, is this really the best that our political system can do? Do these people really represent American ideals and American values? And the answer is no. They're hardcore liberals, globalists. They're just going to try and scream at you until you go along with the agenda. So, anyway. All right. We're going to take another break for commercials here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So give us a call here. And especially first-time callers, people who've never called before. Let's see if we can get some new callers and instead of the same repeat ones here. Get some new blood into the discussion, as it were. Apparently, the NFL is not doing very well. This week starts the NFL's 100th season, but apparently some teams seem to be finding an awful lot of empty seats. And apparently it was so bad when the Cleveland Browns took on the Tennessee Titans at First Energy Stadium, fans took to social media to express their shock and surprise at how many empty seats there were. Normally the opening games tend to be sellout. And I think it may be a combination of the fact that NFL tickets are expensive. And I think it may be that a lot of people were very, shall we say, upset over all of this kneeling for the national anthem nonsense. I think it hurt the brand. The NFL is a football league, not a liberal propaganda organization. What can I tell you? All righty. Apparently down in Texas, a medical center tried to get rid of a booming bird population in its trees. But you always have to be thinking, what's going to happen when we succeed? Apparently, they accidentally created the perfect habitat for one of the most poisonous insects in North America, these venomous caterpillars. I didn't even realize caterpillars could be venomous. So apparently, anyway, so there's this black man who's worked toward racial reconciliation for decades, and Antifa members are calling him a white supremacist. None of it makes any sense anymore. None of it makes sense anymore. Apparently, there's this black Trump supporter said, I'm told I shouldn't wear the MAGA hat because I'm black, so I bought the biggest MAGA hat I could find here. Apparently, over at Amazon, their employees are going to walk out over the company's climate change inaction. And there's been a lot of walkouts, and they're not all connected with paychecks. Google employees objected to the handling of sexual harassment claims. Riot Games workers demonstrated against forced arbitration. Wayfair staff left their desks after learning the retailer profited from migrant detention centers run by U.S. Immigration and Customs. Now it's Amazon's turn. All right. Democrats are still talking about impeachment. Still talking about impeachment. They don't have anything they can impeach him for, but apparently Nadler is accusing Trump of crimes and corruption and schedules a vote on procedures for impeachment investigation. In other words, a fishing expedition. They don't have a high crime and a misdemeanor. They're just saying, let's go out. We can find something. Apparently, there's another member of Congress who wants to launch an impeachment proceeding just because Trump has a lot of properties. He's too rich to be president. Anyway, tomorrow, of course, is the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And a lot of people are looking back on that. And I don't think hardly anybody believes that official story anymore. But what I need you to do is, you know, hunt down that story from architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and the University of Alaska that says the building simply could not have collapsed from fire, and email it to everybody that you know. And the reason for that is it's being kept off the corporate media, and my guess is it's going to be subject to filtering on social media. So now we have to go back to the good old-fashioned, the early days of the Internet where we use email. Over in Texas, there's a gun range that has installed dispensers that sell bullets by the pound. They're calling it an ammo bar. And it's a deliberate counter to Walmart's decision to no longer sell certain types of ammunition. Good for those Texans. Okay, here's a story. New York Times reporter, actually editorial writer, very concerned that the advantage the Democrats had in 2018 seems to have completely disappeared. And they are. They're self-destructing. Look what they put up for candidates. Oh, by the way, another ship full of global warming fanatics got stuck in the Arctic ice. The Arctic tour ship, MS Malmö, had to be rescued this week after getting stuck in the ice off of Longyearbyen Svalbard Archipelago, halfway between Norway and the North Pole. And yeah, it does keep happening. They keep sailing up there saying, we're going to prove the Arctic is ice-free, or the Antarctic. It just doesn't happen here. I mean, They're ignoring the science. They think that policy and politics can trump science. It doesn't work that way. There's the real world, and there's your world of fiction. And the world of fiction is where you find politics. So, Democrat Jim Clyburn is out there saying if the Bill of Rights were put before the public today, I'm not too sure we would hold on to them. I don't know who he means by we. He's talking specifically about the public, but I think for the most part, the public is okay with the ideas of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. I know that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is contentious, but that's because most people have not been taught the importance of that amendment in the public school system. We've already lost the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. This country has just changed so much from when I was young. All righty. Apparently over at the New York Times, they're praising communist tyrant Mao Zedong as one of history's great revolutionary figures. This triggered a huge uproar, which led to the deletion by the New York Times. That was kind of a dumb thing to say. Okay. We talked about the vans full of gas here. And apparently Google Nest, the Google Nest camera, is scanning faces and always listening, now watching. And surveillance state fears as cops hand out free Amazon Ring doorbells. Scary. It's just absolutely scary. Apparently, Yang is mentioning a possible confiscation of gasoline vehicles. Says the best option is a buyback program. Now, don't get me wrong. I do think electric vehicles are the wave of the future. Some of those electric supercars are just stunning. Like I mentioned before, I'm a huge fan of Grand Tour. And they featured some of them in season 3. And they are absolutely amazing. But here's the issue. Where does all the electricity come from? Right now, much of it is coming from coal and oil-fired power plants. These electric vehicles are not clean. They may be clean right where they're parked, but they're not clean for the planet. So we need to really, we need a Manhattan Project scale development to come up with a way to generate a lot of electricity in an environmentally friendly way. Solar panels are very inefficient. Windmills chop up the birds because you put up windmills where the wind is blowing. And where do the birds fly? They fly along with the wind so they get the lift. So, anyway. Apparently, a lot of money was thrown at WeWork. SoftBank invests at a $47 billion valuation. It's now likely worth only $20 billion. One of our callers mentioned this one. Beijing will deploy up to 5,000 Chinese security personnel on the ground in Iran, which would make an attack on Iran very tricky because you're attacking the security personnel of China, which could trigger a retaliation. Anyway, today was Apple's big unveiling of the new product line featuring the iPhone 11, which came in three different models, the largest of which actually has three camera lenses on this little dimple on the back corner, and promptly triggered a lot of humorous memes out on social media. People were equating it to the holes on a coconut, to the holes on a bowling ball, to the shaving heads on an Orelco razor. And it does look like it's a bit much, but apparently at least one of those lenses in the high-end model will support night mode. So it's got night vision equipment or night vision systems. Then they came out with the iWatch version 5. But I, you know, their price points are as high as they were for the last model. The high-end model is just under $1,000. And I don't think they're really going to sell a lot of them, because older model iPhone users, the whiz-bang isn't enough to get us to trade up. I'm pretty happy with my iPhone here. I was happy with the one I had before that. But Apple was out there, and their stock went up. They had a big to-do. And it was kind of funny. I was looking at the corporate media, and boy, did Apple get a lot of coverage. It's almost like Apple was paying these news outfits to give them a lot of media attention. So, alrighty, and take a look here. Okay, animal rights activist saves 16 bunnies, gets another 95 killed when the rescue mission goes bad. Good planning there. Okay, apparently a sanctuary county has ripped Donald Trump and neo-Nazi sympathizers after 7 illegals arrested for alleged sex crimes. That's one of the things that is really... hard to deal with is the callousness where these activists will say, we just care about the agenda. We care about the agenda, and yes, people are going to get hurt, but, you know, it's a small price to pay. But we serve a higher, more noble purpose. They're really delusional, and I'm seeing so many parallels between our current society and ancient Rome, just before it fell. So, anyway. Apparently, there's been another altercation at a McDonald's. Apparently, a customer complained about cold fries, and a fight ensued. Now, obviously, the McDonald's employee was wrong on this one. First of all, the fries shouldn't have been cold. But second of all, it's like our entire culture is descending into barbarism and savagery. And like we saw demonstrated on our show yesterday, the idea of having a civil, rational, polite discussion seems to have gone away. And again, that's a deliberate tactic on the left, where they just, you know, winning through intimidation and just screaming at the conservatives, knowing that the conservatives are too polite and well-trained to scream back. Apparently, Democrat Amy McGrath has an attack ad which featured some coal miners who are not happy about it. And, yeah, here's an interesting article. It's talking about the classic British comedy series Monty Python. It's 50 years old this month. Oh, my goodness. That reminds me of how old I am. But they're saying the sobering fact is that Monty Python, along with other shows of the era, could not be made today due to politically correct policing. And the Spanish Inquisition was a series of sketches in a 1970 episode of Monty Python. Whenever a character said, "I didn't expect a Spanish Inquisition," the Spanish Inquisition would turn up with the words, "Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition." The thing is today, all comedy writers do expect the PC police Inquisition, so they self-censor. And that is really the worst part of it all. We're not waiting for somebody to come on in and say, "You shouldn't say that," or "You shouldn't write this," or "You shouldn't do that." We're saying, "Oh, I better not do this. I could get in real, real, real trouble if I write." And it's probably one of the reasons why so much of what passes for comedy on TV today really isn't funny. It's hurling a lot of insults at politicians, and there's a laugh track, but it's really not funny, and it's really not creative. So the world really has changed in the last half century. For the worse, I must say, for the worse. All right, we're coming up on the last commercial break of our show today, followed by the last segment of our show today. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today. And it's kind of an irony because on the slow news day, it means that fewer people have been killed and crippled or hurt. The suffering's a little reduced. The wars are a little lower. And sometimes you're struggling just to make 3 hours worth of content here. But I'd rather have it that way than to have so much mayhem going on in the world that I could just talk nonstop and not take phone calls, because I think that would be a bad thing. Unfortunately, I do think this world is headed in a very, very bad direction. And I think the United States, I certainly hope that Trump's firing of Bolton is the start of a trend, because we need to get these war hawks out of the government here, because they're perfectly happy spending all of your money and the lives of your children in their dreams of glory. These wars that they want to fight in Russia and China and Iran and everywhere, and continuing in Afghanistan. They don't serve on the front lines themselves. They don't have family that are carrying rifles. It's just a game to them. You and your children, you are the pieces. You're the pawns. And you should be angry about that. It's one of the reasons why the Constitution required wars to be authorized on a case-by-case basis by the Congress. And Congress shirked its duty back in 2003 with its authorization for the use of military force, which basically handed the president a carte blanche to start wars all on his own, which was exactly the situation the founding fathers wished to avoid. And so now here we are. We have 7 officially acknowledged wars, probably another 70 that we don't know about, and getting ready to go into Venezuela. And I think when this blows into a full world war, I think the United States is going to lose. I think we already are losing. I think Syria and Afghanistan prove that. And maybe Trump and the Pentagon officials are right in saying it's time to slow down. So, anyway, we're going to be talking about 9/11 tomorrow, obviously. And how it just changed the world dramatically, how it was used to manipulate us, sell us on this idea of we've got to go into Afghanistan. A lot of people don't remember that was the first invasion following 9/11. Afghanistan, they did it. No, we're sorry. It was Iraq. Oh, no, it wasn't Iraq. It was Syria. No, it wasn't Syria. It's Iran. A movable feast here. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get some dinner. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you can, especially that report from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and the University of Alaska. Please donate to RBN. They really, really need your help right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.